Michelle Wilson was an emergency room nurse at the Barnes Jewish Hospital in St. Louis when she got COVID in November 2020. She and her husband had what she calls a mild case. But then, after the infection had passed,
all of a sudden I woke up and I was having a lot of cardiac arrhythmias. I couldn't breathe. I was coughing so hard I couldn't catch my breath. I was having this severe chest pain.
Wilson had bilateral pneumonia, a lung infection that impacts the tissue of the lungs and makes it hard to breathe. But what she didn't know was that this was going to be the beginning of a back-and-forth cycle. She'd begin to feel better, she'd go back to work, her health would decline, and she'd have to quit again. So in August 2021, she made a hard decision. She stopped working altogether and is now on disability with long COVID.
Your body's going to dictate what you do, and you have to listen to it.
That's Zachary Holiday. He's a pulmonologist that runs the long COVID clinic at the University of Missouri and says that 3 years into the pandemic, there's still a lot they don't know about the disease.
If you feel like every day you can do a little bit more, fantastic. That's what we want you to do. We know people that move always do better if they can, but at the same time, if your body says, this is very painful, I'm having a lot of difficulty breathing, you still need to listen to yourself to make sure that you're not hurting yourself at the same time.
He says the illness impacts pretty much all of the systems of the body, respiratory, cardiovascular, nervous, and even the gastrointestinal system. And it can make it hard to carry out daily activities, including work. Luke Dieterle is a specialist with the MU Extension and says that 3% of the adult population in Missouri has long COVID. That's nearly 62,000 Missourians that are struggling to work or carry out daily activities, which is exacerbating a tight labor market. Unemployment is at a historic low, but businesses are still facing labor shortages. And with working-age Missourians out due to long COVID, the market's in a real squeeze. A recent study by the Brookings Institute found that in January 2022, long COVID accounted for 15% of unfilled jobs in the market. So when it comes to rejoining the labor force or what that's going to look like, Dr. Holiday at the MU COVID clinic says that he often can't answer those questions for his patients. Some people do get better after 3 or 6 months.
With long COVID, I think the hardest thing for our patients is that if we find something that we know how to treat, we can treat, but there's a lot of unknowns still out there. And I think that's hard, is knowing that we're still working on potential treatment interventions.
But for Michelle, not going back to work is just part of her long COVID story. She had to sell her two-story house due to stairs, hire someone to keep the house clean, and sometimes she's so exhausted, it can be difficult to cook dinner or even take a shower.
I would ask the doctor sometimes, well, how long do you think it'd be before I feel better? How long before I'm not going to be short of breath anymore? How long before I'm not fatigued anymore? And they would just look at me and say, well, we don't know. You're helping us figure that out.
And for now, she's accepted that chronic illness is a part of her new reality. I'm Brianna Heaney, KBIA News.